This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The big takeaways from the results from the midterm elections: Republicans keeping control of the U.S. Senate, while the Democrats will now control the U.S. House. Though there wasn't a blue wave, as some were predicting. Still, Kellyanne Conway, the presidential advisor, says it means President Trump will only try harder to work with Democrats now.
Well, the president already has shown in the first couple of years that he's willing to meet the Democrats. So he is shown that when he elevates an issue and leads, that they follow. They will join with him.
President Trump to hold a news conference at 11:30 Eastern this morning. People who usually skip out on midterm elections can say they made a difference this year, as exit polls indicate 16% of those who voted were doing so for the first time in a midterm election. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was supposed to meet with North Korean officials this week, but those talks have been abruptly canceled, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
It's not known what the results of the midterm elections may have had on the cancellation of the talks that were to be held in New York and were designed to get the stalled negotiations to disarm North Korea back on track. North Korea's foreign ministry had issued a warning that Pyongyang would seriously consider restarting its nuclear weapons program unless the U.S. economic sanctions were lifted. The State Department announcement the meeting had been postponed and would reschedule when our respective schedules permit.
Back to some election results. Democrats getting some disappointments, including in the Florida governor's race, where Andrew Gillum lost to Republican Ron DeSantis, and in Texas, Beto O'Rourke lost to incumbent U.S. Senator Republican Ted Cruz. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A wounded veteran mocked on Saturday Night Live has been elected to Congress. Texas Republican Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL, he lost his right eye in 2012 when a bomb exploded during a mission in Afghanistan. Crenshaw now wears an eye patch. On SNL last weekend, comedian Pete Davidson said Crenshaw looked like a hitman in a porno movie, adding that he wears the eye patch because he, quote, lost an eye in war or something. That joke was denounced by Republicans and Democrats alike. They said it was insensitive to wounded veterans. Crenshaw brushed it off, saying he's from a SEAL team and not easily offended. Now, yesterday he won his election in Texas. He'll be the new representative for the U.S. House in District 2 in that state. Defense officials reporting that at least five U.S. Marines are in pretrial confinement after allegations of extreme hazing. The Marines serving as part of Washington, D.C.'s prestigious, silent drill platoon. A video allegedly showing some Marines hitting at least one other Marine in their unit. Several recent performances of the 24-man rifle unit have been canceled with no public reason given. and a NASA mission to study the upper atmosphere is being delayed again. A Pegasus rocket will not be taking off on schedule today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, America, as we are overlooking the beautiful beaches of Kaanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. James, I'm telling you, I wish you were here, buddy.
Yeah, I wish I was there, too. I've been so busy. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm making a Christmas album. So I've
been super busy.
Yeah.
Wow. I love Christmas music. I play Christmas. The kids make fun of me all the time because I play. They get in my car and it could be February or March and I'm playing Christmas music. Summertime, you know. It's to me all year long. You know, Christmas fits. You know.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. There's only 275 shopping days. You know, till Christmas.
Exactly. I like your thinking here. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, musician, in the midst of doing Christmas music, and he's taking a time out from, you know, the jingle bells and everything to talk to us. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's a very important time in our nation.
Without a doubt. Well, James, you know, it was interesting that your latest column talks about the Democrats' policies of past matching up with President Trump's present. But I've been saying this time and again. I mean, I don't know if Democrats just think that there's no such thing as Memorex, as they used to say, you know, like recording devices that catch them saying the very things that Trump has been saying. So what is that telling you about the Democratic Party? That, and even Donald Trump, I mean, he was accused of being a Democrat more than a Republican. And it seems that in some instances that might be more true than false.
Well, he's a Democrat of the past when it comes to the borders and immigration. And when I work in the Hollywood community, you know, they know about my writing and they know that I'm out of the closet conservative, as people say. And right. They'll whisper to me or ask me questions about things they're worried about. And the number one issue that these Hollywood executives and some of the actors and stuff will ask me about is immigration. They are concerned, and they know that it's radioactive, that it's politically incorrect, that you cannot discuss it. But what's amazing is some of the celebrities, when this issue of separating children, separating families came up, they absolutely became unglued. And they went all over the social media calling us monsters, saying the children's screams were heard around the world, just all this horrible stuff. And Trump was just basically continuing the policy that Obama had, and they
exactly.
didn't even know it. So that when you think of Obama and Trump basically having similar policies, then you start to look at what Democrats said about the borders, about immigration in the past. And we're talking about people like Dianne Feinstein, Harry Reid, Ted Kennedy, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer, and Obama himself. And exactly. all of them sounded like Trump. In the mid 90s.
Exactly.
Dianne Feinstein mm-hmm. talked about how we can't afford America becoming a welfare system for Mexico. Dianne Feinstein talked about agents and fencing. Bill Clinton made statements. Chuck Schumer made statements that sounded like Trump. Obama caught Trump's attention. There was a video that went viral from 2005 where Obama said that those who enter the country illegally disrespect the rule of law and show disregard for those who are following the law. And there's so many quotes. I couldn't fit them mm-hmm. into one article. But
exactly.
They're the Democrat platform. Not that long ago, in 2008, when Obama first ran, the platform said this, quote, "We cannot continue to allow people to enter the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked." And any language dealing with borders and regulation and filtering and vetting were wiped out by 2016. And from their platform, from their speeches, and now the modern Democrat candidate and leader, they're for abolishing ICE, for mm-hmm. supporting sanctuary cities and states. They're for giving amnesty to everyone. They're for the caravans mm-hmm. marching right in.
And they're giving money. They're giving money to it, too, James. I mean, it's one thing to go along with the rhetoric, but they're investing
right.
in it.
Exactly. They're giving money to the caravans, yes. But also,
right.
they're giving benefits, giving welfare, giving tuition discounts. I mean, I'm expecting Gavin Newsom, who's running for governor, to announce that he wants each and every illegal immigrant to have their own condo. Because it makes as much sense when they do that. So why? What is the question? Why did they stop?
Exactly. That's what begs the question.
And,
go ahead.
And what it is, I answer it this way. The size of this, you know, it's been a growing problem in the United States. The number of illegal immigrants grew and grew. And it gave the Democrats, in their minds, electoral leverage. And they decided to abandon their constituency. They no longer catered to working class Americans. That's why Trump was able to get the working class vote. Because the Democrat Party, for example, promised year after year to address the trade agreements, NAFTA, GATT, and no one did it, and Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's for craven lust for power. It's
exactly.
just the same kind of craven lust for power we saw in the Kavanaugh hearings. They're looking mm-hmm. for voters. You know, the Democrats want to regulate everything except the borders. If people were coming over the borders and were going to vote Republican, the Democrats would want to regulate.
Oh, it would shut
borders.
It off in a heartbeat. There'd be a wall. I mean, you'd see Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer there with mortar and bricks. Are you kidding me?
That's exactly right.
I know that brings a hilarious picture to mind, but
no,
exactly.
Does.
I mean, your point is well taken.
They'd have Dianne Feinstein there with an AR-15, you know, with a semi-automatic assault rifle, as she calls them. But yeah,
yes.
So that's what it's about. And so they're willing to destroy the sovereignty of America. They're willing to kill the job market. Because in the past, they equated unabashed illegal immigration with harming American jobs. They don't care. And that's one of the key things. Their constituency is not American citizens. They put American citizens on a lower priority than they do these new caravans, illegal aliens, because they actually feel that they're more reliable, a more reliable vote, and
yeah,
more
exactly.
reliable source of power.
James, we got to go to break real quick. More from James Hurston right after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
That's ready, just the way you like it, fresh and very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery, I'll admit, but it's just to keep things, you know, keep things moving a little bit. You got to keep the blood, you know, rich and, you know, going through the body here. So we got to have these discussions that in some places are hard to have. And, you know, we appreciate James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, legal professor, here with us to, you know, get through this all. You know, the thing is that's most amazing about this, James, is that the Democrats, they think nothing, whether you want to call it plausible deniability, you know, one of my favorite terms that was invented by Hillary Clinton. You know, they have found ways to just blatantly be deceptive. I mean, they don't even care if you catch them anymore in lying. I mean, they just think that, hey, look at okay, so we lie. That's what you know, like Harry Reid says, he didn't get to be president anyway. So somehow the ends justify the means. Or the other way around, in the case of Mitt Romney, you know, and here he is, the leader of the Senate. There's no civility, there's no dignity in the office anymore. It's just all about, as you said, a craven lust for power.
No, it is, and we see this even in the campaigns. You know, we have this guy Gillum, who's running in Florida under FBI investigation, having accepted very, you know, $1,800 tickets to Hamilton from an FBI agent, and yet he just goes out there and shrugs it off and doesn't. Mm-hmm. He basically acts as if it didn't happen. And, you know, the press gives these people a free pass. I mean, it's like Keith Ellison, second in command of the DNC, running for Attorney General of Minnesota, not just accused of sexual harassment, like so many have been, but accused of actual violent assault from a witness who claims to have video evidence, who went to the police, and the person from the DNC handpicked to do this said, quote, "I don't believe her," close quote.
Yes.
You talk about this brazenness of accepting inconsistency and cognitive dissonance after their minions and mobs chanted to America, "You must believe her. You must believe the woman." The Me Too movement, when it comes to Keith Ellison, not so much.
No, not so much.
And we also have these deceptive candidates. We have people posing as Republicans. You know, a longtime Republican, Dana Rohrabacher. One would never think Dana Rohrabacher would, in his seat, and it's in Orange County that's known to be red.
Yeah, my old hometown, Huntington Beach.
Your old hometown. Well, the fact is that millions of dollars have been poured into the campaign. For ostensibly from environmental groups, but what it really is they have one of these similar to Beto O'Rourke in Texas. They have a person who served in the military who says they're supporting Trump policies, who's posing as a moderate, and obviously say they support military things. The left does not support the military. The left hates the military. The left does not support the police. The left engineered the Black Lives Matter facade to attack the police. Police died because of it. It's so much so that the president had to tweet out support for Dana Rohrabacher, and he's had to go out and scramble and do some additional fundraising. There's no way that he can compete financially, you know, as a Republicans, the fat cat Republicans, are being outspent by Democrats 2-1, 3-1, 5-1, depending on the district. But there's
James, after all this is said and done, they're saying this is going to be the most expensive midterm in American political history.
Oh, it's got to be. I think Beto O'Rourke in Texas is approaching $100 million for a Senate race. That's unheard of. And he's going to lose on top of it. You know, I have to believe that the energy and the enthusiasm and the electricity, the same kind of energy that pulls these massive crowds standing in line in bad weather and in the sun to see President Trump, that energy exactly. is really going to hit hard on Election Day. And by the way, there's all these people, even Newsmax that I write for, John Gizzi used to write for the Washington Times, is trying his best to interpret early voting data. And he turns it into this, oh, there is a blue wave. Well, early voting does not determine turnout, not hardly at all. It's the people that vote in early voting tend to be partisans. They tend to be people that are, you know, locked in. They would vote for whoever it was. They're not part of the undecided. They're not part of the independents. They're typically not millennials. Millennials, you know, when it comes to early voting, they don't know where it takes place and how you do it. When it comes to absentee ballots, they don't have the money to buy stamps. So I think for sure what we're going to see is the Republicans buck history. They're going to basically control the Senate with more power, more seats. And the House, they may keep with a very slim margin. And the reason that I say that is I heard that Rachel Maddow's makeup artist is going to use waterproof mascara tomorrow. Because she would, in case she cries.
Yeah.
Don Lemon, too.
Well, it's good. It's good. It's good to be prepared, without a doubt. Well, the deal is, James, you know, the thing is whatever happens on Tuesday, this is, you know, are we going to have another shockwave like what happened in 2016 when you look at all the telltale signs, like you say, enthusiasm. And I'm not sure, and this information where they're getting that supposedly there's this blue wave in early voting, because Karl Rove reported on it, and in these key battleground states, Republicans a fairly good percentage in some of these states are leading the early voting. But of course,
and
we'll tell.
And they're a higher percentage than it's ever been. You know, that's
exactly
a key piece of data.
Well, all this situation with open borders and the Democrats, getting caught, being deceptive and, you know, past messaging about borders and where they stand right now. This has been typical of them. I think they've been so disengaged from the truth, they wouldn't know the truth if it hit them straight in the face anymore, James, because they've made it obvious. I mean, James O'Keefe with Veritas caught him lying, you know, and straight up just like Planned Parenthood saying, look, we know that the people don't want to hear our messaging. So we need to go after those moderate Republicans. So we're going to be a chameleon and address
exactly.
ourselves and present ourselves like moderate Republicans, right?
Yes, they dress themselves up. They have an image, and James O'Keefe caught the Democrat candidate running for governor in Florida, running for senator in Tennessee, running for senator in Missouri, Claire McCaskill, and caught staff members basically echoing the same thing. We're not going to show you our true policy, our true left-wing Democrat socialist policy, because you won't elect us. So we're going to give you a phony facade and pretend that we're moderates, even to the point of Claire McCaskill saying how much, she will work together with Trump. This is someone who voted against Kavanaugh,
right.
who voted against every legislative proposal that Trump ever had. She's really in trouble and is likely to lose.
Well, maybe what people need to remember is what Nancy Pelosi said about the Affordable Care Act when she kind of giggly said to everybody, well, you know, we just have to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, you know, if you want the jack-in-a-box experience like the Affordable Care Act, well, you can just go along with Nancy and see what, what pop goes the weasel here happens. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst and law professor. James, as always, thank you for the insight. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The big takeaways from the results from the midterm elections: Republicans keeping control of the U.S. Senate, while the Democrats will now control the U.S. House, though there wasn't a blue wave as some were predicting. Still, Kellyanne Conway, the presidential advisor, says it means President Trump will only try harder to work with Democrats now.
Well, the president already has shown in the first couple of years, Ed, that he's willing to meet the Democrats. So he is shown that when he elevates an issue and leads, that they follow. They will join with him.
President Trump to hold a news conference at 11:30 Eastern this morning. People who usually skip out on midterm elections can say they made a difference this year, as exit polls indicate 16% of those who voted were doing so for the first time in a midterm election. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you. That's the way we roll here at Bill Martinez Live, at the intersection of faith and politics. Dan Perkins, my good friend, joins us, author, columnist, political commentator. Mr. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. A little bummed, but I'll survive. We won't be rioting. Some other people.
Well, at least you and I didn't have to order a U-Haul to leave Florida.
That was going to be the next step, because if Gillen would have gotten in, it would have been a disaster for the state, and it was it looked like a tight race, but then it started to widen up as we got further into the night. But it was a scary moment, because he was going to devastate the state and probably bankrupt it, and business was going to come to a screeching halt, and people were going to start leaving, and thank God it didn't happen.
Well, kind of amazing there, Dan, at the very end, speaking of Gillum, who was one of the appointed rock stars for the Democratic Party, heir apparent, you had a lot of comparisons to Barack Obama about Gillum. But even in the waning days of his campaign, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of bad news surrounding him, a black cloud of controversy, if I might say, without sounding racist, forgive me. Because you got to be careful how you you use any kind of terms around him, as we found out earlier. But the fact of the matter is that he was under a shroud of darkness, was he not?
Yeah, FBI investigation for corruption and self-dealing and you know, so. But a lot of the media didn't cover that story in Florida. Mm-hmm. They didn't cover it, and again, showing the bias in favor. I just thought that I was glad that the people voted, and they voted to not accept him. They rejected the black governor in Georgia. In fact, if you look at the candidates that Barack Obama went around and supported, they didn't fare too well.
Well, and you got Oprah, and Oprah as well, you know, out there on the stump for, you know, for Abrams, and, you know, wasn't able to deliver. And, you know, these celebs, I mean, a lot of takeaways in terms of influence, you know, the waning influence of the media, even though they do have some influence. I mean, Trump refers to them, continues to refer to them as the fake news media.
Right.
And that's one of those monikers that if the shoe fits, you know, you can wear it. And even though you don't deny or you deny it, you know, you're like the bad side of Cinderella. Guess what? That slipper does fit. So, you know, what can you say?
Well, you know, one of the positive things that I took away from the election, even in the House,
mm-hmm.
we had a president who literally put his life and health on the line, traveling the width and breadth of this country to support candidates. And we know it's difficult for a president to get involved with 435 races. Working the Senate is a lot easier, but still very arduous. So what I look at is it looks like it's going to be somewhere around maybe 7 to 11 votes plurality for the Democrats in the House.
Mm-hmm.
That is much. That's far away from being a blue wave. Number one.
Right.
Number two, if you consider the punishment that virtually every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for 2 years, that this president was under attack constantly mm-hmm. by the mainstream media, and he still picked up seats in the Senate and damn near won the House. That to me speaks volumes about him as a campaigner and as president of the United States. So I don't think he has anything to be ashamed or embarrassed about. And now the quote, the mainstream media is talking about how, the Democrats control Congress. No, the Democrats only control the House. They don't control the
right.
Senate, but the media is already spinning that the Democrats are in charge. And in charge means responsibility. I think that they may have second thoughts, buyer's remorse about be careful what you want, ask for, because you might get it. Now they're going to be in a position that they have to do something for the next 2 years or less to demonstrate that they're not the vindictive party that they have been in the past. And what are they going to do from production? The other thing is, I'm reminded of a quote from the famous Democratic president Barack Obama when he said, "I have a pen and a phone, and I'm going to do what I want." There's nothing, because the Democrats have control of the House, that says that President Trump can't continue to use his executive order to advance his agenda. Nothing. In addition, the Senate will be a brake on the House. The Senate. Everything that comes out of the House has to go through the Senate before it gets to the president. And what
exactly.
we saw when Harry Reid was in charge of the Senate, the legislation that came out of the Republican House went nowhere. Mitch McConnell has that same power, except he's going to have maybe 4 to 5 more seats than he had before last night. So the idea that the Democrats are going to be able to advance an agenda without one, without the Republicans, two, without Republicans supporting it in the Senate and the president signing it, they've got a very long road to hoe, and I don't think it's come to their attention yet, but it's going to be a problem. The other thing on the table.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, Nancy Pelosi's not a lock to be Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
if you look at the profile of all the people that are coming in, the new people are coming in, women and minorities,
mm-hmm.
they're all younger people. Nancy Pelosi's yeah. 78 years old. And she has
they already said they want a new leader. They want a new speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got almost 24 reigning House members on the Democratic side that said they're not with Nancy.
Right.
So we'll see how this plays out. She laid last night in her victory lap. Again, in typical Pelosi fashion, she laid out some rhetoric, and hopefully the voters will measure her on that. But you've got Mad Maxine Waters, you've got Adam Shifty Shift, and the rest of them that have been licking their chops to get a hold of some chairmanships to cause some issues. But as you say, I think, this is a deal where the Republicans can accentuate the positive. And in the Senate,
right.
they've got their hands. I mean, they've got a lot to accomplish here in terms of appointment of judges, fortifying the judges now with a strengthened Senate. They can move forward to be about the president's business on that end.
Mm-hmm.
They are the firewall against a movement for impeachment, which would be ridiculous and a waste of money, of the people's money, if that's where the Democrats choose to go. This is their opportunity. They've gotten a bit of a reprieve here. So they've got, less than 2 years. I mean, basically, it's going to be maybe 12, 14 months, Dan, and we're into 2020.
Right.
And
there are
all this.
Campaigns are already heating up. The other thing
yes.
is that you're right about the fact that you have the House, the Senate, with all of the approval rights. I believe, and I said it maybe on your show, but I know I said it on a lot of shows before the midterm, that I think that one of the things that will happen after the midterm is that Sessions will be gone,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a new sheriff in town who I believe
yes.
is going to be much more proactive and more aggressive, and I think one of the first two things that he's going to do is order a reinvestigation of the Hillary emails and the Clinton Foundation. And he can do that because they're not part of the Congress. It's part of the administration, and the Democrats don't have the administration. And so you could have competing hearings in the House and the Senate, and the issue of the corruption and everything that could possibly come out. A Senate investigation, a true Senate investigation, and a true Justice Department open investigation could be devastating for the Democrats.
We got to go to break. More from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us, 18 before the top of the hour.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid and Walgreens.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. The student loan debt crisis is among the most serious economic challenges facing young adults today. With Americans owing more than $1.5 trillion in student loans, many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October marks the opening period for the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, and it's recommended parents don't miss out on available money to help offset the rising costs of a higher education. Patricia Seaman, financial expert.
Parents and their soon-to-be college-age children should work together and pay careful attention to options available to fund higher education. Among the considerations are understanding public versus private loans, where to look for scholarships and grants, and how working while in school, whether through work-study or other jobs, can help lower the burden of debt. Mitigating the damage from student loan debt is essential for our families' finances and our children's future.
Understanding the various types of financial aid can help families save thousands. For more, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, fret you none. The government continues to roll. Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan, I guess the upside of all this is that the Democrats got enough to where, you know, if there was and would have been a red wave as far as, you know, the House was concerned, their heads would have absolutely exploded. And I wasn't looking forward to that necessarily and any more than I'm looking forward to a bunch of impeachment hearings or a bunch of investigations and a waste of the people's money by the Democrats, you know, wanting to get a hold of the president's tax returns.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I may be a little ahead here, but I'm looking at the vote and. Mm-hmm. What clearly I saw across the country, and maybe you see it differently than I do, but what I clearly saw is that this country has moved somewhat to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at LBG people being elected, gay and lesbian mm-hmm. Being elected to the Congress, Muslims being elected to the Congress.
Muslim, right.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that, as I said, it's anecdotal, but it would appear that the issues that moved people to vote, not that it was overwhelming, but it did move people, one, to go out and vote, and two, then to vote. I think both sides were energized in the vote, but I am a little bit concerned that the country has moved closer to the socialist agenda. And with this new crop of Democrats coming in, the younger ones, which are more socialist than Democratic, I think that's going to drive the agenda, and it's going to drive the party further to the left. I don't know whether that's good and whether or not the country, once they get a full plate full of this move to the left, whether they will accept it or not over the next 2 years. But it does concern me that we seem to be moving away from basic fundamental principles of what got our country to what it is today. And open borders and elimination of ISIS and all these things that were issues that the Democrats put on the table. It bothers me that my country, tis of thee, is moving in a direction that I hope is only an interim, an emotional move. And when we get time to take a hard look at what's happened 2 years from now, we take a hard look at the decisions that we made in 2018.
Well, there's nothing like experience to define present preference here, Dan, because now we're out of the theoretical. Okay, you wanted some socialists. You got Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, others, coming into the legislature. You're going to see what they're able to do. I mean, up to now, it's all about theory, even though you have plenty of empirical evidence around the world to look at. It's like, okay, let's see what that, let's see what that looks like. And let's see if, in fact, the Democrats really are willing to go as hard left as they seem to be indicating right now, Dan. And, like you, I'm the same way. I'm sitting here thinking that, as we said all along, I mean, what we are voting for is the very heart and soul of a constitutional republic. And, President Reagan said, hey, we're but one generation away from losing this great American experiment. A lot was put on the line. I mean, look at all the money. I mean, this was the costliest midterm election, I believe, in American history. The amount of bazillions of dollars, the way the people were carpet bombed with ads and that, this was most incredible. Things that they expected to happen, on the Democratic side, the rock stars, like the Gillums and Beto O'Rourke's, didn't quite measure up. But I think there's some positive takeaways, as you say, for the for the Republicans. I think, sadly, I was very disappointed in the MIA aspect of Paul Ryan. I mean, Donald Trump worked his tail off, and whatever success the Republicans can look at, in large part, can be grateful to the leader of the party. But I was disappointed in Paul Ryan. You say, where was Ryan? I mean, was he just accepting, as a fait accompli that, the House was going to be turned over to Nancy Pelosi?
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. I think that there are, I'm hopeful, but I could be wrong, that there are some people who on the Democratic side who are thrilled, and I think there's some people on the Republican side that might be thrilled, but there also may be some Democrats who are looking at it and saying, that's not what I really expected to happen. And maybe they didn't do as much as they possibly could. I think that the real issue, Bill, the thing that struck me is that there were 44 Republicans who retired. The largest class in the history of
that was an uphill battle right from the get-go. That you lost incumbents, and as we know, incumbency is I'll tell you that is such a strong advantage when you have incumbency on your side. So when you had this many retiring, you're exactly right. I agree with you on that.
They got 31 of the 44 open seats with new candidates. So they did a good job as far as peeling them off, but I don't think they're going to have 44 seats to look at in 2020. And so with an extremely narrow margin, these chairmanships could be short-lived because depending on what they – I mean, in reality, Bill, what can the Democrats do? They can put all the legislation they want up, but it has to go through the Senate. If the Senate doesn't approve it, it never happens. So their agenda, so they're either going to say, give us the Senate, so we can get things done and then a presidency and give us all three and we'll really make this country sing, or the American people are going to say, no, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So I don't
think we already tried that. It didn't fare well. And no, we didn't like the surprises. We didn't like the idea of having to pass something to find out what's in it.
Right. I just don't see how you're going to have a situation where the Democrats are going to accomplish very much. Because the House has to originate and go through the Senate. I think that the guardians at the gate are going to stop. If some of them decide to vote in favor of a Democratic proposal, the president will most likely veto, and that means it takes two-thirds majority of both the House and the Senate to override a presidential veto. I don't think they've got it. I don't think
exactly
the Democrats and any Republicans are going to get up two-thirds of the House or two-thirds of the Senate. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're exactly right. I mean, what's forecast?
The agenda, they're not.
Yeah. Well, what's forecast here is gridlock. And so if Nancy Pelosi expects to do anything, that's assuming that, you know, she's able to, again, capture the gavel. And that's not a given, as you stated earlier. But if they're going to have any shot at this, they've got to work with this president and be able to do something on a bipartisan basis to demonstrate that they're about legislating, not resisting.
Yeah, and I was thinking this morning, will the tables turn when the Democrats were the minority party and the Republicans started these hearings, especially in the House, mm-hmm. and the Democrats tried to disrupt the hearings, and they were shot down by the Democrats were shot down by the Republicans. I wonder if Elijah Cummings and Maxine tried to hold hearings, whether or not the Republicans will push back in those hearings like they did before. If they do, it's going to make it very uncomfortable for the Democrats, because that's not the way Republicans are supposed to act.
Well, Maxine Waters, she has declared herself with such emotion and such emphasis that, you know, she's really put herself in a very, very tight lane, has she not, in terms of, is she going to follow up with all the rhetoric and bravado that she's been throwing out there, or is she just another politician?
Well, the Democrats in many places around the country appealed to voters with the impeach 45.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get a vote to impeach the president and to assume that in such a serious issue of impeachment that 100% of the Democrats in the House will pass an impeachment bill is not a given.
No.
It's not a given.
It's a waste of money, and it's a waste of effort and time. I mean, we've already been bogged down, and fortunately, because of the strong leadership of one Donald Trump, we've been able to accomplish an incredible amount of positive things for the electorate, whether it's on the economy, even national security. Remember, it wasn't that long ago when the Democrats were convinced that Donald Trump was going to be leading us into war, and if we'd have followed their prognostication, we'd have been up to our earlobes in a battle with North Korea right now, would we not?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
No, I don't think so either. Well, Dan, I appreciate and all our audience appreciates the insight. And, I guess the big takeaway here for us is that, the Republicans have the Senate, and that is the firewall. And it's up to this president now to really fortify his own administration right now. As you know, he's been running a little bit lean, but he's going to need the backup.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Dragon Swallow.